The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A little bit more of David White's poem. The sound of the bell, still reverberating, asking you to wake into this life and inviting you deeper into what's arising. Either way takes courage. Either way wants you to be nothing but that self. There is no self at all. Wants you to walk to the place where you find you already know how to give everything away. In many spiritual traditions, there's the notion of a path, that we're on a journey. It's sometimes that journey is described as the journey from unawareness, reactiveness, to awareness and kind response. Sometimes it's described as that kindness and awareness is described as the other shore, and that we journey from this shore of struggling in a kind of unaware way with our own reactiveness. And then there's another model that says there's an interplay between reactive and responsive. There's an interplay between aware and unaware. There's an interplay between attached and unattached. And this is playing itself out. No? My notion is that each time we sit down, we're in the process of discovering, well, which of these processes is present in this morning's meditation? Is there a calmness, an openness, a non-attachment, a seeing the rising of the world according to me, the responses, the reactions to it? Is that what's arising? Or is there a struggle with just how it is? In some way, what's being constructed by consciousness is eliciting some form of contraction of mind, of heart, of the thought process. And can we become aware of it? Yeah. Can we become aware of me unfolding itself moment by moment? Yeah. Can we become aware of the process of dukkha and sukha? Can opening to experiencing and feeling the expression of dukkha in the moment, can we discover sukha, the expansion. Dukkha, the contraction, sukha, the expansion. And sometimes acknowledging that it's a process, you know? It unfolds each day. It unfolds each moment. It unfolds each interaction. It's our teacher. It's our challenge. And it's our agent of transformation. You know, as Martin Luther King said, you know, that which challenges us teaches us and transforms us. Yeah. Can we keep that attitude? Can we keep that disposition? Can we keep that way of engaging? Yeah. And when we do, something about the process is revealed. There's a way in which when we engage the process, we learn to trust the process. Oh, this is what's happening now. And instead of struggling to make it what it should be, or what we want, or what we want to avoid, you know, to turn towards it and open to it. Yeah. If it's pleasant, soak it up. Let it nourish your being. Let it renew your spirits. Let it soothe your agitations. Let it bring forth a gratitude. And if it's unpleasant, engage it in a way that it teaches you the nature of contraction and struggling. You know? The ways in which you, being the conditioned being you are, struggle. Do you tend to pull back? Do you tend to assert aggressively? Does your mind find someone to blame? Does your heart tighten and lose its encouragement and become discouraged? You know, both words at their heart, the French for heart. Yeah. And as we see this, something tends to accumulate as we continue with it. Yeah. It's like when you see yourself behaving, responding, thinking, feeling in a certain way. After you've seen it several times, often it's not so shocking. And it's simpler for you to just acknowledge, oh, that. The capacity for a certain kind of radical honesty. Oh, that's what's arising. Yeah. Our moments of utter selfishness are their own teaching. In that moment, the most important thing is to survive, is to thrive, is to be alive, And here's how it's manifesting. And can we attend to it in a way that it teaches us how to release that? That's simply one proposition about life. Similarly, in the way when we're sitting and we notice that our shoulders are tightening, and as we bring awareness to the sensation of tightening, it teaches us something about releasing. It's not a matter of asserting control. It's a matter of being educated about the nature of dukkha, the impulse of dukkha, and within it, discovering sukha, and expanding and accepting. In the seven factors of awakening, the seventh factor is equanimity. You know, that both of these forces, both of these impulses, the contraction, the expansion, the grasping with attachment, the releasing with non-attachment, they're in interplay. And each of us is in that process. And when we can see that in ourselves, it becomes easier to see it in others without having to judge it. Oh, the interplay of being. And the habit energies that have been cultivated in ourselves and in others, and how that can be how we connect rather than our disapproval being how we separate. Yeah. We disapprove internally, and we separate from something in ourselves. We disapprove externally, and we separate from others. This interplay between wisdom and compassion, seeing it for what it is, and approaching it and relating to it with kindness. So each day, or each time we sit, we bear witness, we live out that interplay. And then as we live our life, as we engage our life and the people in our life, we see it in action. We see how it creates. We see how it separates us and joins us. So the notion of journey. The notion of process. And for us, I think, as part of our collective consciousness, to try to figure it out and then recognize that the process of practice is not about figuring it out. It's about living it. You know, we live it, and we live it inviting as best we can conscious awareness, inviting as best we can a response rather in contrast to a reaction. And as we engage in that way, there will be an accumulation of influence of the path of practice. It'll come to us as insights. It'll come to us as noticing possibilities. It'll come to us as we notice a natural arising empathy. That what in the past we might have responded to reactively because it was unpleasant, now we have empathy. Oh, that person must be going through something very difficult to behave like that. We can't insist upon ourselves to be that way. It's just as we follow the path and engage the process, there's a shifting in our being. And we allow it just by our steady response, moment by moment, sitting by sitting. So thank you for this offering, this opportunity to substitute for Gil, and thank Gil for asking me to do it. So I hope something I said helps, and if it doesn't, forget it. And maybe if it doesn't, then you can ask yourself, well, what would help? Okay. So thanks very much. Bye.